Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media is proud to bring you another Gildan Seminar. Take Charge of Your Career, written and read by Brian Tracy.
The most important principle in strategic planning is how do you increase the return on equity of the organization by reorganizing and restructuring its resources. But in personal strategic planning, you have to ask how do you increase the return on energy for you as a professional in sales and service excellence by farming or developing your territory. If you look upon your sales territory as a farm that you have to fertilize and cultivate and nourish, then you find that in your territory, the second principle of strategic planning and strategic thinking is concentration. How do you concentrate your energies? How do you use the 80-20 rule so that you maximize the sales and revenues that are possible from the territory for which you are responsible? Let me start off by giving you the difference between key accounts and smaller accounts in territory management. And it's very, very important. Imagine that we have a graph, and here is the graph. And this is zero. And this is value. And up here we have the small sale. And the small sale is over here, and we have the large sale. And now we have the differentiators between the two. You have here a graph of what you might call trust. In the small sale, trust can be very low. Here you have a graph of what you might call pressure. And in the small sale, the pressure can be very high. Now, what are the differences between the accounts? Well, this count requires, more than anything else, it requires frequency of contact. It's getting out there, seeing as many people as you possibly can, throwing as much mud at the wall and hoping that it helps. This requires strategy. The large account requires strategy and far, far more thinking in advance. Second of all, the small accounts require efficiency, using your time well so you can cover the greatest amount of ground in the shortest period of time. The large accounts require effectiveness, using your time and your resources to their very best to maximize your potential in that territory. This requires, small accounts require activity. High levels of activity, so large accounts require planning. And planning is one of the most important single things you do to develop and maximize your territory. And finally, the small accounts require more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?